Rabbi Fraggy Toes, 29th of August, Hilchus Yichud.
Yisharim, Darkei Hashem, Tzadikim, Yelchu Bam, Rishayim, Yikashu Bam. One of the big chodin of giving such shiurim is that a person always has to be nervous that he's saying something, and you know, some people, unfortunately, they come in and they hear one thing. Magid Shir said one way, he hears a different thing. And especially when most of the topics that Shirim are given about, once you say over the Dvarim, you say what the Shir is about, what the topic is, especially the Moshul Hilchas Yichud, for example. So the Halachas of Yichud, the Iker is to, everyone knows, Yichud is Asr. So we might come, we might say some coolest. And such a Shir runs the risk of a person losing Chalila, the sensitivity to the Dabba, the Inyone Kedusha. That's the Dvar Hashem, the Taka Yeshadim. The person, the Tzadik, is Yel Chubam. It doesn't lose the sensitivity. And the Rishayim, Yikash Chubam, it's like that with all the Shirim of Baisai. Kriya Satayra, same idea. One person can come out of the Shir and you can say, so you don't have to be medactic in the Dikduke Atayra. What's the big deal? Another person, he comes out of the same Shir and he says, you know, every word of Taira. And they're both true. That's how we try to say it over in a way where everything gets. But then it says that the topic that we're talking about tonight, the Inyanim of Yichud, so someone Yid asked me this morning, he said, Yichud, Simen Chav Beis. So I told the Yid, he's making a mistake. I'm going to start tonight from Simen Chav Aleph. Simen Chav Aleph is the Simen, which is the Akdama to Yichud. The Akdama, the Simen that comes before Yichud. And this Avoisai is a Pasuk in the Torah in countless places. V'yisim Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you. The Slonim says that the Indian of Kedusha, so we think the Indian of Kedusha is for the Tzadikim. It's for the Rebbes, it's for some great Tzadikim, Halika Mansion. And the Emes says that's true. It's Taka for the Tzadikim, Halika Mansion. But the Tayyidah of Kedusha says that every Yid, that there's Avdayna Kaddish, every single Yid is Mitzuveh, the Atem to you, the Mamlechas Kehana Begoy Kaddish. Every Yid has a Tzibut to be Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. He has a Tzibut. And the Rambam, it's not by accident, the Rambam names the Sefer that deals with the Inyone Taiva Achila and Taivas Nashim, and these Inyonim, he calls the Sefer Kedusha. The Slonim writes in the Merit Gezach, Rashi says, quoting the Taivas Kehanim in Kedoshim, that why is Kedoshim? Kedoshim has Roiv Gufei Taira Tzluyim Ba. Roiv Gufei of the Taira are totally in this parasha. It's not true, in fact, the Slonim. It's not true, go look. You'll see it's not the Roiv of the Mitzvahs in the Taira in Parashas Kedoshim. Abzog the Slonim has Dover Nifla Adonai. That Kedusha is something that all the mitzvahs are dependent on Kedusha. And the Yid is mitzvah, he has to be a Kaddish. This is a tzivui. The Indian starts out in Ebenezer and Simen Chav Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says over there, Allah in all 1,705 Simen in the Shulchan Aruch. I venture to find that there's another place that says such a Lashon. I don't think so. It says, Sorech l'srachek min arayis me'oid me'oid. Superlative. Extra me'oid. Another me'oid. Shulchan Aruch HaKadosh is telling us, it's like quoting the Lashon HaTorah, the Rambam. He's saying that when it comes to the Inyoni Arayis, the Rambam says that the Inyoni Arayis is nothing more than a person that the Yetzirah wants more. He says at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, the Inyoni Arayis, Memelech Tzarech Adam, the Hargilas Atzmai, B'Kedusha Yisera. He has to bring on himself more Kedusha. And this Avoisai is a Chiyiv. Shulchan Aruch Paskins La'alocha, Tzarech L'Srachek, Menarayis, Me'oid, Me'oid. And the eyes in the Kodesh on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch, he brings down the Hu Adin Anoshim. They are the Chiyav Mitzvachek Men Anoshim Me'oid Me'oid. Chiyav Api Shulchan Aruch. Din in the Gemara. Many places. Then it says, there's a Merit Kazakh. It says, the Hu Besuleh Yikach. The Kohen Gadol's Mitzvah. To take no a Besula. He has to marry only a Besula, the Kohen Gadol. Why is the Kohen Gadol only allowed to marry a Besula? He's not allowed to marry a lady. And Amana said, why not? There's a Das Kenim, Balei Taitish, we required reading what the Das Kenim says. A Dabar, unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. He says, you know why the Kohen Gadol cannot marry any lady that was once married? It's not the Das Kenim. Because he goes in to the Lefnai the Lefnim. Helik a mensch, and the Helik the Tog, and the holiest person, the holiest day, the holiest time of the year, and he has a Koyach to kill. When he's inside in Kodesh HaKadoshim, at the holiest man of the Gansi Yor, he has a Koyach that he could say one word and he could kill. That's the Koyach inside of Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Ulai, Das Kenim, the holiest person in Klal Yisrael, at the holiest time, the Ulai, Dr. Das Kenim. Maybe he'll have seen once a lady that was married. Maybe. And he'll think that, you know, I would have liked to have married that woman. And maybe he'll have a Das to kill her husband. And Mamela, we tell him, you can only marry a Besula. You know what the Das Kaim is teaching us? Nobody can say the words, me, don't worry about me. I don't, the Chinuch says, even if he has 100 apotropsim, never should he trust himself with the Inyanei Arayis. And that Be'emes, that's that Dhammat Inyanei Yichud, Chazal, B'roi Chachmasam, they saw that the Indian of Yichud, this has to keep a person away. This is what's going to keep a Yid Kaddish. You know, we talked about the Inyanei Kedusha. There's a Taisis. In Megillah, Taisis says, on Yom Kippur, what do we lay on Yom Kippur? Mincha time. So you think of Kippur, Hilke mention, we should lay something, Kiddush Hashem, Vendik Skadash, Tiva Taich B'nei Yisrael. What are we laying? Pashas Harayis. Achay Mois, Pashas Harayis. Fret Taisis, why now? Pashas Harayis, why now? So Taisis, because maybe on Yom Kippur, maybe there was a lady and she, you saw her, and if they're dressed, it's Yontifot, and the Mela, no, we need to have a Kapara. Yechab Kasha, I don't know over here. How long's the break on Yom Kippur? And what are they wearing? And where are you going? Most people, what are we worried about, Rabbi Yisai? On Yom Kippur. And if it says in Taisis that on Yom Kippur we have to be nervous about this, and we have to, what are we thinking about in Yom Kippur? Nor Kedusha. Nor Kedusha, we're like Malachim on Yom Kippur. And what are we thinking about? What are we worried about? We're worried that maybe Ulai Ayid is going to think, Epis, Epis. Mamela, what do we say? We tell him, Lame, Parshas, Afre, Mois, Kedoshim. Is that Baisai? If you have to lay in Parshas Achrei Mois Kedoshim on Mincha time after Yom Kippur, so then what do we have to lay in every single day? Every single day when a person goes in the street, when he walks around, the Chulei, isn't it more so, Baisai? Is it more the Pachad? And the Yisra Sakris is an Isra. Is an Isra Medina. It's not only an Isra, Baisai, but Ein L'chadova might bring Tumma into the person more than a Sakris. And a person has to live life, V'sachazena in Eilu, that these are the eyes that are going to see the Mashiach. If these are the eyes that are going to see the Mashiach, then he has to be careful where he's looking. How can a person go in the street, get in gas, and not be nervous about that's his insurance policy? All of this Kedusha. Ramesha Feinstein in the Tshuva, a lady, a girl, wrote to Ramesha. She was a fire girl, a Pnusha Zinsa, and she wanted to do Tshuva. So she wrote a Shaila to Ramesha Feinstein. How do I do Tshuva? In effect, the Shaila, how do I do Tshuva? Ramesha Feinstein right there was very busy. Very busy. I don't have time to answer Shailas now. Ramesha in the Tshuva. He says, but for this Shaila, I'm going to stop everything I'm doing. I'm going to answer this Shaila. Because when it comes to Inyanei Kedusha, so then that's the first and foremost. That comes first. That comes before everything else. And Rabbi Feinstein, the biggest, busiest man, Kol Adam, but he has time to answer this Pnei Zinsa. He has time to answer this woman. She wants to come to the day Kedusha. As Rabbi said, these Inyanim, they need Chizik Noiv Noiv. One time I got a Shaila. A man came to me, a young man. He said to me that his wife, she works, has no time. She has no time to daven. It was a twofold shayla. I was going to Bnei Brak that day. She has no time to daven. What should she daven? No time at all. No time. What should she do? Bam, she has time for a sentence. Good. And she also chizik in Yonet Sneers. She doesn't love have any chizik in Yonet Sneers. So, punkt that day, I happened to have been in Bnei Brak, and I was to talk to Avraham Leib Shteyman about something, and I asked Avraham Leib Shteyman chizik in Yonet Sneers. Hergish Magarlato. He said, Meiridik, Rabbi Yisrael. Meiridik. It's not the Varnay. You want Chizik and Yonit Sneas. Where does it say in our Torah Kedusha that the Indian of Sneas, if they take a gun and they put it to the girl's head and they tell her, a little bit less Sneas, she has to say, shoot on that side so my brain falls out over there. Where does it say in our Torah Kedusha? Where does it say? The Rebbe Dasa. Where does it say? Sneas is Yahweh Bal Yavar. Bring a raya. Off and on. Yuma, daf tes. Yuma, daf tes. No, that's all that the Baron Leib said. So I went home, I looked at my Yuma, daf tes. In Yuma, daf tes, it says over there that why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? First Beis HaMikdash, Gili Arayis. And the Gemara brings examples. What were the examples of Gili Arayis? Do you expect? You expect Parshas Emor, Achrei Mois? That's what you expect to find. But then you look inside Yuma, daf tes, and it talks about ladies that aren't being sneers. And the Gemara calls this Arayis. And if the Gemara calls this Arayis, then statement furish that a woman that dresses Natsanua is Yehode Ve'al Yavor. So I went back to this younger man. I told him, Chizik, I don't know Chizik for you. I don't have any Chizik. But I know what tefillah that she should daven if she only has time for one tefillah in the morning. One tefillah she has to daven. The Gemara insight and Dav Chavez Amav Yechonon. And this is a tefillah he has to teach his wife. It's a tefillah that Muslim every girl has to know. And every girl that gets dressed in the morning, she has to say this tefillah. Barasa, Amar Lefana, the Riva Echas, that's Nimi Bani Shalaylam. Barasa Gan Eden. Barasa again. Parasa tzadikim, parasa rishoyim. Yehi ratzayim, sheloi yekoshel bi b'nei adam. Yehi ratzayim, that I should not be machshel others. Because as it says in Medrash Tanchuma, that she will get punished. A lady comes sometimes with pint. She says, who asked him to look? You ever hear that taina? So I want to explain to you this taina in English. Today, I was walking past the shul on my way in. You don't know, there's a crane there. You ever see there's a crane? It's different than the ones we have in Eretz Yisrael. So as I'm walking, without even realizing it, you know, the head, it just goes like this. It's like crazy. It's like an autopilot, you know? The crane is going up and going down. You don't even realize it. And then afterward, hey, where am I? I'm up there. And then you come back down. It's a place like, that's the answer to that. Narish Akasha. The answer is that that's Rishus HaRabim. And in Rishus HaRabim, then she will be punished. And that's Halach L'maisa. It's all in again. Weiter. Tzarech Lesrachik, Moid Moid. To go into this topic, we have to get to the next topic. But everyone knows, you know, all the different things. A lady can't walk between two men. A man can't walk between two ladies. We can't go into all the topics and conversations and this. And sometimes I get caught. Younger life come to me, ask me right after they get married, Rebbe, what about couples? Yeah, eating together. Nish testing says, I'm, they want to know, couples, yeah, they nish eating together. No, if Shulchan Aruch said, I'm not coming to talk about this topic today, but you should know, I'm not just a poisek, I'm also involved in Yonah Gittin. And the Kopanim, Dai L'Chakima, Birmiza. This is a Bez Hashem. We'll go now to the topic of Yichud, because Chazal saw, with the Sugya of Yichud, that this Re'ili Bemis is the safeguard. Chazal B'Roy Choch Masam, they saw that this is the safeguard of our Inyani Kedusha. This is what makes a Yid Kaddish. The Arizal in countless places, right? That the cause of our grace of Golas, you can imagine. How much Arizal do I know? Ba'afa Pika in countless places. The Arizal, the amount that I've seen, he writes that the cause of our Golas is Pagam Abrit, these in Yonim, Gestap, this, the Oysa in Yonim. How Ma'id Zoya a person has to be, with Sechazena in Enu. What a different world it would be when a person would live with these eyes, of the eyes that are going to see the Mashiach. So under the mansion, that's a Zion. Be a different person. No. Akopanim the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Yichud, the Rambam writes, why did the Gemara in Kedushin and that Pei Aleph, the Gemara in Kedushin Pei Aleph brings down all these modern mice and Reb Meir saying, make sure you guard me from my daughter-in-law, make sure that me and my daughter-in-law we're not miyachi together and this and that. So the Rambam, why does he have to embarrass himself like that? He tells his Tamid, watch me from my daughter-in-law, like he's nervous, Kilo. Why does he have to say such things? So the Rambam, he's teaching the Rebbe that don't be embarrassed when it comes to these inyanim and teach the Tamidim about these Yonim, and teach them that nobody should think he's above Yichud, yeah, and this and that. A person should never think that. And he should realize that these are Yonim that have to be talked about. And these are Yonim that a person has to chazer and he has to make sure he holds shtar. Because these are the safeguard of Kedusha. And the Shulchan Aruch, in Simcha Beis Bamis, there's a Meridika, it's left out. Is Yichud the Raisa? It's the Rabbanan. Sometimes you hear people come, Yichud the Raisa, the Rabbanan. So Emes says, I always say, all the time I'm in England, and not with my Svarim, unfortunately. And it's hard for me, so I only have a poor Rishonim, a poor Achreinim. I'll just tell you my list. Is Yichud the Raisa? It's Venice, it's up here. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chafal from the base, and the Gemara in Abedizor, and Lamed Zayin in the base. Rashi in Taisis and Dafid Gimel, in Shabbos, both say Yichud is the Raisa. My list over here is incomplete, you'll have to be Meichel me. But the Rosh, in Ilchus Nida, the Taisis Rosh in Kedushin, and that Pei Aleph, the Rabbeinu Yonah in two places in Sefer Yirin and Sanhedrin, the Ramban in three places. That's the only amount I sound today. I'm familiar, I think there's a fourth one. The Ramban, the Chubas HaRashba in two places, the Rivosh, the Adramah, the Smag, the Chubas HaDesh, and the Magid Mishnah, the Chinuch, the Tor, right? And countless, the list of Achreinim just goes on and on and on, so I don't have time, but between, from the Aruch HaShulchan to the Graz, to the Kapachayim, to all of the Paiskim that live, all hold that Lamaisa Yichud is the Raisa. Now, who is Yichud the Raisa? Yichud is the Raisa of an Erva. Who is Yichud? Who's an Erva? That we have to discuss, but one thing is clear, the Apaskim's Adas Chetzin, the Chapetz Chayim, Aniva is the Raisa. I have my notes, like I say, but Rav Shlomo Zalman I found in 17 different places says, just in case you're confused or whatnot, Yichud with a Nida is deraisa. All of our ladies after the age of 12 years old, B'chul Levada, we assume are deraisa. Therefore, the Shaila that we're discussing today is the Shaila of deraisa. Is Yichud Yehorig Va'al Yavor? Is it what the Chazanish said when a person would shake a lady's hand? Is it the same level? Yehorig Va'al Yavor? Akadekach? So that already Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in the Tshuva that it is Yehorig Va'al Yavor. And my side once discusses Darichas. and Vayasha Shlita, and Vayasha Adaya, that it might not be Yerav Vayavar. It has to do with the great Chakira. What is Yichud? Is Yichud itself a matzav of Chiba? That itself creates some kind of a pleasureful Hana, or it's a Richuk from the Aveira. But Al Kopanim, it's a Shaila. Is it Yerav Vayavar or not? But that Ramaisa, we have to get the Halacha Lamaisa. The time limit for the yichud, how much is an amount of time that is considered yichud? So then, as we know, mechasiyot like other places, they have kulas. They say it depends on the amount of time to be mifata lady, and that might be 4 minutes, it might be 5 minutes. It depends on the paiskim. But bamis, that's only the only shayla that the paiskim were clearing was if it's a shayla of a matziv of yichud. When is it considered that we are together? For example, an elevator. A paiskim over there are coming to be makel and say a man and a lady can go up on a normal elevator that stops in between, so that's always going to stop within 4 minutes for sure, 2 minutes for sure. If he has, of course, he's going up 100 flights and it takes 7-8 minutes, and fine, and that would be a problem of yichud. What the paiskim are discussing is when is it yichud, when is it an amount of time that the doors can't open, that is considered yichud only if it's 4 minutes, 5 minutes. But if he's in a matziv of a closed door, that this matziv can go on for 20 minutes and 30 minutes, so then already after the first second, it is already considered yichud according to all the paiskim. I once asked Yashin, not a raya from a paiskim, not like that. Yashin said it's incorrect, and I understand now it's a raya from all the paiskim that is considered a chatzi shir, asr min ha-tayna. And once already he's in a house, let's say, we'll see in a moment, all that tayna and the kulas, but if he has a house, and that house is closed, etc., and it can stay closed for 10 minutes, so then already after the first second, it's already a problem of yichud. However, if it's something like an elevator, that the matziv cannot remain, so that's where we say this type of a Torah, that yichud will depend on if it's 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and all the various sheets. Who's included in this Isser? We'll start the other way. Who's not included in this Isser? A grandmother, a mother, there's no problem. A daughter, there's no problem of yichud with. More than that, more or less, after that, still downhill, Rabbi Yisai. Sisters, yeah, it sounds shocking. Sisters? Oh man, they're not going to let me come back and talk here. No. Sisters? Then it says, sisters, you're allowed to be miyachet with your sisters. Oh, but betrokim, that's only, you're only allowed to be miyachet with your sisters. Halach lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch, what can I tell you? The paiskim inside in Shulchan Aruch, he's on the Safiyah Gemara and Kedushin, that payal. There was a mandal marasa, the sister. No, we don't hold like that. We hold that if you're coming to be miyachet and you're coming to live together with your sister, how much is that? Some paiskim say you're together with her for 30 days. That's already a problem of yichud. Other places can say different shirim. It's when people consider them that they're living together. It's nagaya. Parents go away. They go away for more than 30 days. It's already a shayla. They can't leave the daughter and the son together in the same house. It's a shayla. Person that I just wanted to give over the idea. And if it's a shayla, person asks the shayla. The gabe, all other cousins, nieces, from the age of 3 years old, Shachnar Paskin, it's already Roy Labiyam, and Melod is already in his Yichud. So our uncle with his niece is doing a chesed, a babysitting chesed, but it's a mitzvah Baba Veir. If he doesn't get out, we'll see today all the different atayim, all the different aces for Yichud. But beside, that's how we have to start this shir now. Who is included in the Yichud? Certainly a niece, certainly a cousin, certainly a daughter-in-law, certainly a mother-in-law, certainly a kala. That's before you're married, Rabotai. That's all these cases are certainly involved, are certainly Yichud scenarios. Now, the halachas, again, Mez Hashem, we'll have to take it slowly, and then we'll try and get to the cases, but we have to first say over the Shulchan Aruch. If anybody's following, we're going along in the order of the Seder of Shulchan Aruch. The first halach, you have to know, one man, one woman, again, if it meets all the qualifications, she's usher, be the nida, even if she's not a nida, it's still be the rabbanon, who has in a shiksa, a goit is also the same halachas of nida, the same halachas of yichud, maybe not be the raisa, it might be only the rabbanon, but akoponim, it's usher, nonetheless, if it'll be a yichud situation, we haven't described yet what is a yichud situation. One man, two ladies, is also an isser of yichud. It's not just if it's one man and one woman, it's one man and two ladies. Now we will see that Hashem, as we continue, that there are certain ladies, Lamashal, a person and his mother. Him and his mother is not a person, is not a problem of yichud, of course. Once his mother is there, not only is she not a problem of yichud, but she saves now from yichud. So if it's him, his mother, and the cleaning lady, so now it's not a problem anymore of yichud, because it's not considered one man and two ladies, it's considered him, his mother, and the mother's a shamer. So therefore, in such a situation, once you have a hector on one of the parties, we'll see, this is a very big hector, because once there'll be a hector of Baila Ba'ir, once there'll be a hector where the husband's in town, which we have to describe, so then she not only is she herself isn't the problem of yichud, but she's matzil yichud from anybody else who's in the house. We'll have to see the case as we go along. So one man, two ladies, that's already yichud. One man, three ladies, I would say it's a world war. One man and three ladies, Ben Mr. Sardin Machner. And I saw a Meisha, the Gaina Gadol, a Meisha's Machmir. Says, you have to be Machmir, Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. Meisha, I discussed with Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv said, if the Ramah is Mekel, then the Ikra Din is that one man and three ladies is permitted. That's Halacha. The Meisha, we do say the Paiskim, that if the Paiskim say one man, three ladies, but let's say these three ladies are Liboy Gaspo. As I heard from Rabbi Yashiv, Liba Gaspar, Rabbi said, it's a concept that will come up a few times tonight. The terminology of Liba Gaspar means he has a relationship with this girl. Now, one shouldn't Chalila think it's a Chalila Aveira type of relationship, because the Gemara's description was Rabbi Yosef and his cousin. So there's no Shaila. It means that he's a familiar, you guys know the word. He's got some kind of a Shaychas there. It's more than a normal Shaychas, more of a friendly basis. It's hard, Rabbi said, to give clear gedarim sometimes. If the sister-in-law is a liba gaspa, sometimes dafka not, sometimes the mother-in-law is a liba gaspa, sometimes dafka not, you know, it depends on the situation, Abayi said. But it's hard to give gedarim. But the side of it is, if there's a certain comfortable around her, not just, you know, you happen to know her name, you happen to have a shaykhas, that's not enough. If there's more than that, so that would be a liba gaspa situation. A lot of times, cousins are liba gaspa. That's the mitzvahs. You talk to them, this, that, you know, sometimes they help you in a shidduch, and then, and that. It's a liba gaspa. If you have those three women in the house, again, we don't know what gets considered the yichud situation, but that closed house, whatever it is, that situation, what we're calling yichud, if it would be three women, it is me'ikar din mutter, but if they are libay gaspa women, then I heard from the Yashiv that it is not permitted, and it also, if the ladies are prutzis, then about it's not permitted, but that's the Andrush. Akupanim, that's one man and two ladies. Mashayin came when it's fakert. When it's one man and two ladies, one man and three ladies is permitted. One lady and two men, now it's different. The Svarim, the Chayshish on this. The Gemara brings down that one of them, Amoraim, said, we can't trust ourselves. Who are us? So Shachanat says, if the Amoraim, Helik Amoraim, like a Dutchias Amesis, they were nervous about themselves. So then what? We're different. So Shachanat says, one lady and two men is also Yichud. And that's for Achenu Bnei Asaradim. They have to be Machmir, one lady and two men is also a problem of Yichud. However, the Meister, the Ramah, and many, many Paiskim hold that two men, as a kama, that they're not considered prutzim, so then there's no problem of yichud once it's two men and one lady. We'll try and give more cases as we go along, Bez Hashem. Akupanim, you take this math, Rabbi Yisai, and then you go to the night time. In the night time, we have a problem, say the Shulchan Aruch, we're afraid, people fall asleep, that's what we're afraid. So when it comes to night, I heard from Rav Yashiv, you have to add a number, I say from Rav Yashiv, because it's Takar Big Machlaikis in the Paiskim, and you have to add a number to everything we just discussed. The Mashal, when it comes to two ladies, so that's a problem. So what did we do during the daytime? We said one man, three ladies. What did we say at night? Now it's one man and four ladies, and then we already will matter, it's not considered a Matziv of Yichud. Mashen came when it's one man, excuse me, two men and one lady, where we saw that was mutter, but at night, you have to have three men. If the add one, if you don't know men, we'll talk after it. And that's the nice, that's the halachas of the amounts when it comes to the Gaya Yichud. Oh. Baila Ba'ir. The guy said of Baila Ba'ir. The Gemara says that there's a heter, we'll see, Rashi didn't hold it with such a heter. Rashi just holds that we don't give you malchus. But there is a heter, and we pass them like that in Shulchan Aruch, and Sifches, and Chavbeis. Simon Chabez, that there's a heter called Baila Be'ir. What's the heter of Baila Be'ir? Baila Be'ir means that if your husband is in the city, don't get confused. If you know, you live in Yerushalayim, he works in Tel Aviv, that's not called the city of Oisa. If you live in London, we'll see in a moment, it's a nice, I was, Rav Meishi says, a big city, even New York. So I wanted to test Rav Meishi, even New York, what about London? How big is London? So I don't know, I looked around today, it's shocking. Shlomo Zalman says, even London. I called up Rebbe Moshe Sternbach. I know he knows London. I said, Rebbe, London, how big it is from London? He said, from one side, how long would it take to get to the other side? We'd still be driving if we tried. The London is like, guys, even London. Chazal said, Baila Be'ir is a heter in the city. Whatever is considered the city, that's already Maspik B'negeya. That law is a Baila Be'ir. What is Baila Be'ir? If the husband is in the city, so then there's no problem for that lady of Yichud. We'll see. obviously certain exceptions and that, but there's no problem. So for just a classic example, a repairman is coming over and he's coming into the house and the husband is in the city. So the classic scenario in that case, her husband's in the city. So that case would be an example of Baila Be'ir, and she doesn't have an Issa Yichud. What's the understanding of this? So there's two understandings. There's the understanding of the Roif Poiskim, as we'll call it. That's the way that Ramesha went. That's the way the Chochmas Adam goes. That's the way the Archa Shulchan goes. That's the way that Rav Liashiv goes. That's the way that most Poiskim go. That the Halacha of Baila Be'ir is just a simple Metzias. It's a Metzias that a woman, she's not going to try. She's going to be too nervous, or he's going to be too nervous. She's going to be untouchable, as we say. Why? Because her husband might come in at any moment. Mistapimino is the Lashon of Rashi. He's afraid. She's afraid. He's afraid. So the Melo, we don't have to worry. There's no Yichud. There's no Yichud. There's a situation over here where nothing can happen. The whole Vart of Yichud is afraid. It's going to be Aveda. But over here, there's not going to be an Aveda. Because since life is impossible to be an Aveda, because she's nervous. So she won't allow for an Aveda because she's afraid her husband's going to walk in. With that understanding, Rabbi, so we'll see that's more of a Chumrah thick understanding. Comes along the Chazay Yish, the Chagay Sachidish. Chazidish said that's not pshat in Baila Be'ir. It's a kimat, I call it a das yachad. We'll see in a minute, it could be that the Chazidish himself says nish. We'll see. The Chazidish says, you know what the havana of Baila Be'ir is? Baila Be'ir is a lady has a certain feeling that a pachat, her husband, is around. Even when her husband might even be in jail, according to maybe the Chazidish. But if he's in the city, she has a certain feeling. A woman is, you know, she's subjugated. She's like, she's under, he brings rayas from Chazal to this concept that we find, that a lady, she has a certain feeling, a certain hergish, and she's nervous, a certain feeling. She would never do anything because she feels subject, she feels like under her husband. So says the Chazanish, according to this, Rabbi Isai, I'll show you a couple of nafkaminas, just to bring out the point. The mashal, Rabbi Isai, everyone agrees if the husband goes to shul. What do you mean? He's not going to come home? He's in the middle of shul. Oh, but that already abadet is a heter by the ear, say the poiskim. Because it's always a possibility he's going to come home. Something could come up. So even Rav Meisha and the other poiskim, they would all agree that she's afraid he's going to come, and therefore that would also be a heter of yichud. Or, for example, he goes to work. He's in the city, he goes to work. Well, what do you mean, my husband, he never comes home, this, that. But doesn't matter, it's always the possibility that he's going to come home. So that's the place we all agree, that's still a heter by the beer. So what's the fight? Machlekes is, what if you have, for example, caller ID? And you know right now, you're looking at your phone, and you see where your husband is calling from. And you see, he's calling from face work. So you know, from the time, from work to the house, it takes 27 minutes, so there's no way. And it's coming up on caller ID. So therefore, in such a case, you would not have the heter by the beer, according to the Goyim of Moshe. And God, I heard from Rav Liashiv that Avad in that case, you don't have the heter by the beer. According to the Chazanish, no, it doesn't make a difference if you can get there. Because I have this feeling. I have this nervousness that there's a certain inner feeling, even if it doesn't make sense. My husband is within the area, within the vicinity. I feel nervous. I would never try something. Another example of this is, let's say, another nafkamina. And the Yashiv, I also, Rav Moshe writes this in the first in the Tshuva. What happens if the lady, she knows, the husband doesn't know where his wife is. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. She went here, she went there. He doesn't know. She's behind a closed door, a locked door. So in that case, we're talking even locked door now, Rabbi Yisrael. In that case, says the Goyim Ramosha, about you don't have Baila Be'ir. She's not scared. Her husband doesn't know where she is. You don't have that. You have Baila Be'ir in that case. And so says the Chochmas Adam. But the Chazanish says, no, she's in the city. She has this feeling. And then I Rabbi Yisrael, something, it's a classical mishpat. I didn't understand. Is it the, I don't know, maybe, I think to myself, perhaps, I'm a modern man. I'm a modern man. And Ramosha in countless tshuvas, he talks about this thing called women's lib. I'm not 100% sure what it is, but it's in Yiddish, he writes women's lib. And I don't know, I'm a modern man. And look, I don't know, the ladies, do they feel like that nowadays? And also, it's interesting, it bothered me. The Chazanish brings values to this concept from Chazal. Gemaras, where you find that ladies, they were like, you know, they feel a certain arrogance, a certain feeling. But me, to say such a thing, I'd be too scared. How can I say such a thing? And then I saw Shevet HaLevi, the great Rav Osner. He writes, Vivadai. Rav Osner. He says, Vivadai. The Chazanish was not talking about a lady in the year 2010. And we'll say it in English. Why not? Because ladies, it's niche. They don't have that subjugated feeling. They don't have that herigish. Says the Vosner, everybody has to go with the Chochmas Adam, with Rashi, that the Yisoid of Yichud is totally on Dilma Mestapim Minei. Are you afraid that your husband is going to come? And the emesis is that the Chazanish is Takar Das Yochid anyways. And I once asked this question, Chaim Kamiyasi, the nephew of the Chazanish. I said, a person can make him? It's a Shaila from Yichud and Aysa. In a Shaila from Yichud and Aysa, you can't be make him. So Al Kopanim, no, that's what we saw. But Al Kopanim, the heter of Baila Be'ir still exists. The repairman comes to the house, and the husband is in the job, in the work, and you know, he could come home. You don't know this, that. You don't know where he is. I would suggest, you know, if a person has a yichud problem, and he doesn't want to chveis, so when you call, block your numbers. If his wife doesn't know where you are, yes. And then that way, you know, she's scared. That would be 1/8 Al Kopanim. But again, the yisoid of Dabar is Baila Be'ir is a heter that the husband, he knows where his wife is, and he can come. This would be a heter. We'll see. Now, the emesis is a major exception to this heter, a major yotzei min haklal. That this heter you don't have in a situation of what's called libay gaspa, which we explained previously. The yisoid, the baila be'ir, is that, for example, Ramesha says, I'm even makel, says Ramesha, not like the Chacham Sadam, but I'm even makel, says Ramesha, that let's say you have the husband, he gave reshus to the wife. He told her, you can have the repairman today. So Chacham Sadam said, then there's no heter baila be'ir. Because what's going to happen? The husband's going to come in and say, hey, what's going on over here? He knows what's going on over here. There's a repairman. So then we do have to be worried about Aveira, says the Chacham Sadam. Ramesha says, nah, fakat. Because he's there, he knows the repairman's there, he gave a shot, so now she's even more scared of the going of Ramesha. And Rabbi Asher says the same thing. And therefore, in that case, it can be Meikle. It can be Meikle in such a case. However, the big exception is Liba Gaspa. Liba Gaspa means that there's a certain comfortableness that this person has, and since there's a certain comfortableness, we're afraid. We're afraid, we're nervous that something the Mela, you don't have the heter in such a case of Baila Be'ir. And Rabbi Yashiv, I once heard from Rabbi Yashiv's Helik and Moil, he said, who are they? If you have what's called Iskoi Imanoshim, anybody who learned the end of Kedushin, he knows this concept. It's a very big machlekes. Who is that fellow? It's an Iskoi. He's a person who deals with ladies. Who's a person that deals with ladies? Under the Zagana means the doctor. Under the Zagana means doctor, ladies, doctor. Some say it means he deals with jewelry. Some say it means he deals with women's clothing. But if it's a person who's an Iskoi Imanoshim, then he loses the datum of Baila Be'ir. That's also a person who doesn't have these attainments because him, he's more comfortable around women and we're more scared of such a person. Okay. Agav, I once asked Rabbi Asher, when does he lose that status? Let's say you have a jeweler, he's 75, he doesn't jewel anymore. He doesn't do the jewel stuff anymore, right? So Rabbi Asher said, in that case, he's no longer an Iskai Menashe. It's a chidish. Let me get by. The heter, again, I'm going to try at the end to give the cases. I want to try and make sure that the guidebook is first clear. Pesach Pasuach. Open door policy. What's this Pesach Pasuach? What's this heter Pesach Pasuach? So the emissary, the Gemara already said that this sounds to us very simple. If the door is open, it's not yichud. I have kash. You know, two men and a lady walking down the street. Is that yichud? Is that yichud? Everybody's in the house. It's just me and her on the street. Is that yichud? No, no. Because everybody can see us from their windows. I'm going to tell you another chiddush. You walk down the street, London. I don't know which street. We'll see in a moment. But you walk down, build the screen over here. You walk down. 10 o'clock. Not that. 2 o'clock in the morning. Right? It's always hanging out the bubble. She's looking out the window. For you know, she's always looking over there. That's not called yichud. There's always, people can see. That wouldn't be a matzav of yichud. Now, if it's a country road and it's this or that, and nobody's looking, and so then about it could be yichud. I always say, so that's in 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. Zichud is no shaila of yichud. Actually, when everybody's in koilal, ulai, we can talk. But what's the pshat? Pesach pasuach. What's the verb? Pesach pasuach means is that everybody can see. That's a simple case. So if the door is wide open, the simplest understanding of Pesach pasuach is people can see in. And that badness is how Rabbi Kivega learns the heter of Pesach pasuach. But you don't realize, my voice, I just said a tremendous chumrah. Because according to that, Rabbi Kivega is going to hold that. What if I'm standing over here? The door is wide open. I'm standing over here, and the repair, let's say it's a repair lady. I'm standing over here, and the repair lady is over here. So according to Rabbi Kivega, that would be a problem. Again, if you have another heter by the beard, this, that, different shoe is fine. But within the concept of Pesach Pasuach, you don't have that. As long as you can see them, then you have heter Pesach Pasuach. If you can't see, that's a Baisai, is the sheet of Rabbi Kivega. The other extreme sheet that we'll call it, the sheet is again the Chazanish. The sheet that Chazanish holds, even if the door is closed, the door is closed. Right? I'm talking about the Chazanish, but if the door is not locked and it's al pi, it's a shayla how to learn a Trupas Arashva, which you can't be Ma'irich on right now. But if the door is closed and the door is not locked, I'll give you the understanding of the Chazanish of Oisai. If a person was coming to do an Aveda, he would always lock that door. So said the Chazanish, that situation, he feels vulnerable. So since he feels vulnerable, in that situation, that's not called yichud. Any situation of where I feel like there's always a possibility. One, the lashon of the Chazanish is a beautiful lashon. One peda adam, ein meshugana can anayin kimin. You know, one meshugana might take a walk into the house. So once I have that feeling, zot the helik of Chazanish, that's not called yichud. This is the world war of Isai. Maisa, I once heard from the Yashiv, the Shkila Zov, as I call it. And by Emes, Maisa, I looked around and I found in Mishoyim that say a symbol of a halach, that it really depends. And it depends on your society. In Eretz Yisrael, this is a much bigger coup. Much bigger coup, I'll explain. In Eretz Yisrael, the Matthias is, I don't know, in England, I'm only a visitor, Rabotai. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Matthias is, you know, you have a dita, you have an apartment, there's people walking in, and I'm all, you know, even if the door is closed, and the door is wide open, verstehst, you know? And even if the door is locked, there's people trying to break it down, you know? So, in Eretz Yisrael, I would say that you have to know your Matthias, and you have to know your building, but once the door is closed, it's much more of a mokim, even if it's not locked, to be made. You know why? Because that's still called Pesach Pasuk. That tak is nervous. That a person's nervous. Depends on the minute of Medina, I heard from the Yashin. If people would come in, so then it's called, it's open. And then it's vulnerable, and that's the heter of Pesach Pasuk. Not that you could see, like Rabbi Kiveya said, but that if you feel nervous. But I don't know. If a person has a closed door over here in England, I don't know. You tell me. Closed door. So you have to know. If you have a, you know, you have 10 children and they're always one they're always coming around and they're always coming in and out and this and that, it might be called a Pesach Pasuach. It might be a Pesach Pasuach. But if nish, if the fact is that the door is, you know, the door is closed, and when the door is closed, you're not coming in even if it's not locked. So even though there might be that one Meshigimim, but that already, that Mechleva, a person can't be made along. Now, there are other Shlavim within this. I have to get to Vaita, all the cases. But just the Olam realizes what happens if the repair is taking place in the back, in the garden. There's a gardener, something in the far back, and the door is closed. So now we're ready. So ready Nishpashit. That means that even if the person were to come into the house, so ready Nishpashit. Even if the person were to come into the house, but they still would never walk all the way through my house. So Moshe is Mashmir in that case, you would yes have to be Machmir. No, if you go to Chazanish, you still have that Kula. Again, a person has to know if it would be a Shaila V'Yichad with one man and two ladies, which is a Shaila V'Yichad Rabbana. So Ulai, I went to Rav Yashiv, Ulai in that case, you could be Mekel. But the Iker is that you should know what's a Shaila. Let's go weiter. The Vaisa, this is why a principal has to have a door that has a window. You know, he has to have a private conversation with a girl, etc., a seminary principal, etc., a teacher, this, that. So he does have to have a private conversation. So sometimes he has to lock the door. But that's yichud deraisa b'lishum shayla b'lishum safek. So what does he do? He has to have a little window. He has to have a window that's on this door. So I once asked Rabbi Yashiv, I was asking from a principal. A principal asked me to ask Rabbi Yashiv that, you know, you can't have the window right there, because then everybody's going to see you're the girls. That's part of the thing, that she wants that privacy. So I said, could you have a window which is a little bit higher, that, you know, the girl would have to be like 6'8" in order to be able to see in. But technically, she could just jump up. She could jump up, or she could put a stool there, etc. So the Asher said, in that case, you could be makom. Everyone understands, because that's a vulnerable situation. There's a window over there. There's a certain feeling, a certain pachah. This is Nagei Arboi site. Jewelers. Jewelers have stores. I'll explain to you. That's a bekant efshir. But the jeweler has to make sure that the door stays locked. We don't want the bad guys to come in. And the problem is, the bad girls are coming in. So what do? He lets in. So she comes in. When that door closes, that's yichud deraisa. And there's no heter Arboi site. Ishtoi ba'ir. That my wife is in the city. If his wife is be'imoi, which means she's like in the area, I once said to Leah, she said around the corner in the neighborhood, in the area. Mamash in the area, in and out, that's ishtayimoi. But if he doesn't have that, his wife is at home. So then this woman comes in. So if this woman, so what are you going to say? Say it, but she has ba'il be'ir. Her husband, right? So first of all, I don't know if her husband knows where she is. She's at the jeweler, verstehst? Number one. Number two, he's an iskoi im hanashim. He deals with ladies, and we saw that a person that deals with ladies, he doesn't have the head to bite the ear. So what do you do in this case? So, very simple. If this window's, no problem. That's a pasuk. The fact that the door is locked, that's okay. As long as you can see me, that's for sure. So if it's a window matzah, which a lot of the jewelers, of course, are, just stark windows, and you can see in everything that's taking place. So even if it's locked, that's still called Pesach Pasuach. The problem becomes when he has to go to a back room, and he has to get something out, and this and that, and she comes there too, that would be Yichud Deraisa. That would be a Shaila be Yichud Deraisa. So you'd have to find, I'll give it to Eitza, the major Shaila that comes up, I would say, of the greatest shaylas, a dentist, a doctor, maids. I just managed to make a mention of a few. Dentist is much less of a shayla. Oh, my brother would be happy, he's talking a dentist. A dentist is much less of a shayla, because dentist is not so much private going on. So the secretary, what's it called, the nurse, the hygienist, the kimtarayim, she comes in and this, it's an open door policy. You know, that already I can hear, it's pasuah. So that already, okay, that does already nishich. Mislama does is nishich. Problem becomes a doctor. This is a great problem, Rabbi Yisrael. This is a great problem. We're talking about a person who's an iskoyim anashim. Number one, right? If he's a fried doctor, he's also parts. We'll add that to the list too. Number two, number three. So we don't have bayla b'ir. What about Pesach Patsuach? the open door, right? A lady who's in a doctor office, sometimes the door has to be locked. So now what do you do? And what are you going to say? But the Seder, people come in, the nurse, and this and that, and whatever. I'm not familiar with such a Seder. The door is closed, no one can come in. Everybody knows it's a chutzpah when the doctor's door is closed to not come in, right? And what if he's a valgaiva? Then forget it, then for sure nobody can come in. Then we're for sure doctor says, no? He's a friar and a valgaiva and the doctor says, no bala over here, no pesach batzuf, it's a big bayah. It's a grace of problem, bayah. Grace of problem. Yungaman asked me now, so a few months ago, I don't know what's the eitzah. I went to the Yashiv, tell the husband he has to take off from Koyim and go to the doctor with his wife. The other husband has to take another thing to you by side. A very tired about the Yashiv worth a million. And he said he has to take off from sin. He has to go with his wife because the Torah was given to be shown. After so he had another eitzah, take a child. A child we know is a shayver. Now what's the age exactly? You can't take a baby. A baby's not called a shayver. The baby out in between that doesn't know. What's the age? Is a world war? You have every range from the age of 6 all the way to 9. But that's already a shtickle age. So that's already a shtickle age. So if she has a daughter or a son, 6 years old, 7 years old, so there'll be a shayver. And there'll be a shayver. That's an age. So I did see once one of the paiskim said even if you bring, actually if you bring a friend, actually if you bring a friend, and the friend, and Marshall, sometimes the door has to be closed, and it. But if you bring a friend and you give a shus to the friend to knock on the door, and then, she'll have to open, etc. So then you can be made on that also. Because then about that, nothing can happen because she's always afraid that the friend is going to knock on the door. Oh. As a doctor. But again, I'm just giving the concept. There could be other aids. But the Oilem has to know that there's a shayla. Another case. I once got a shayla from a bacher. A bacher called me up. He had two shaylas. Two different bacher and two different shaylas. They're both involved in aids. One shayla was, a bacher called me and he says that he's right now, he's learning with a younger bacher, he's teaching him Gemara as a cousin, and he doesn't know what to do, he has to leave. But he heard there's a shayla of Yichud. Yichud, your cousin, I know what you're talking about. No, there's a maid in the house. There's a maid in the house, we're talking. There's a maid in the house, and so he wants to know that when he leaves his house, and he leaves his 14-year-old cousin alone with this shifter, so that's a shayla of Yichud. Maybe not the Rabban, maybe not the Reis, but a shayla of Yichud. And so he's being goyver on the fneiver deraisa. Because the second he leaves that house, so now he's in a situation of yichud. No, so what's that halacha? Stop. Yichud gomer. Maids are also yichud. You know, it's a naya pshat, a naya deher, and kona evid la'atzmoy. You know, a new pshat. He was coming when you buy yourself a maid, you're kona evid la'atzmoy. As I get, that's what you do. Another bacher once called me, yichud the maid. It was like a chiddush tonight, you know? Yichud the maid. And another bacher once asked me, he says to me, Rebbe, he calls me up. You know the bacher. He calls me up. He says to me, Rebbe, I have a problem. I think you once mentioned in a shir something about yichud with a maid and thus. I guess everybody said be meichel me, but this is his lashing. Says be meichel me. So I said, yeah, but it's a problem. He says, yeah, I think I have a problem. What do you mean? He said, well, there's nobody in the house and there's a maid. I go, then get out of the house. So he says to me, but Rebbe, she's a Puerto Rican. I looked in all of Shulchan Aruch and Bichkizayin Shulchan Aruch 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 for Puerto Rican for this and this described everything garnish. There's no such Hetzah for Yisai. If she's a woman then it's officer and that's all. So I told the Yid I said get out of there. He said, I gotta get dressed. I said get out of there now. What do you mean? This is Mamish Yichud Gomer. Yichud Gomer. And this is Mamish Yisr. Maybe emphasis in this case, like we said, maybe not the rice, maybe yeah, but still it can't be. Unacceptable. Plus it can't be such a thing. If you go to a window, let's say a person goes and he stands in a window. That would be a vishtikal eitzah. Everyone can see what he's doing. But already he's going to move over 1 inch. Then he already lost the answer. These things are Maisim B'Kol Yom. If he's in a, you get these shilas, the person doesn't realize he's locking up, he's cleaning up a certain place, and this or that. And he's now in a room with a woman, and he doesn't realize it. That's Mamish Yishailah of Yichud. Just to end off. Excuse me. To end off. I just want to say a maisa. Finish the pasif. You're all safe. Maybe. Last night, Zalocha. Zalocha brought down that when a person has an ace, that occurs to him, or a grace, he has to be moida, he has to make like a suit of saidoza, he has to medit to the oilum, it's been discarded, it's the after the shmaya of the very oilum in the veil. So last night I came home after the shiur, and again a little bit, disheveled as they say, I looked, I was tired, we'll see why in a minute I was tired, and my neighbor, he says to me, "No, Rabbi Kallis, you look like Isaiah. Fine. What were you doing just now?" So I told him, I'm going to tell you the story that I told him. The story was, I was driving home from this Helika Makam Taiga, Skadish HaKadoshim, and on my way home, I saw a car in front of me. Maybe some of you, I think, heard the story, but so I saw a car in front of me. He hit a little Yiddish kid. You heard the story? He hit a little Yiddish kid. The kid went down, right? And popped right back up. See out the dishma? Pop, you know, I was like, down, boom, jumped right back up. 8-year-old kid. I saw this. Straight, I stopped my car. I got out of the car. And I looked what was going on. And the parents, the father was there, and he was with the kid looked okay, and the guy in the car, certainly, he just drove off, okay, he's okay, and he drove off. I said, years ago, I didn't have what to do on Ben Asmanim like this, and talk to such Helika Yidin, Hivrei Taida. So one time, they were giving this course for the Hatzalah, like, you know, a one-day course to get familiar in concepts in Hatzalah. So I went and I took this course. It was a one-day course. And one of the rules of that course, if a kid goes down, he gets a head injury, even if he doesn't know it, but you got to take the kid to a hospital. Who knows? Who can know? Who can know? He gets hit in the head and get in the cop. So I told the father, I said, "No, he got hit in the head. I mean, he went down on the head. You got to take him to the hospital." So he said to me, "No, look, he's okay, this, that." And I told the issue was, the Nishkata machine, you know, you didn't have a car. I said, "Just get in the car. I'll take you." Fine, so I take him to the car. You know, on the way over, he's like moaning, they don't really need to, and this and that. And he looks back, he looks at the kid, and the kid is dozing. I'm just dozing, the American word, I don't know what the English called, but he's dozing out like this. And then he says to me, "Oh, give up." And there's blood coming out of his ear. And then, I've been waiting to drive like this since I got my license. The guns of English police are driving down after me. I thought, and by the time we got to the hospital, Mamishka went unconscious. We got him in there, they put him on oxygen. I said, "No." This morning I got a phone call from this year. They took my number afterward. And they told me the Gemara. It says to me, "Rabbi Kallis, you know, they got to put up on the sign, hey, you're a hero." I told this person last night, a hero. Kol matzel nefesh echas mi Yisrael. There's a matzel hakol yalom kulay. Kipshutai. So this is a chiyuv to be voided in public. Is yatid shmaya, and that's why I told my neighbor last night. Now I want to tell the oilam that not one word that just came out of my mouth is at all emes. Every word that I just said is a sheker. Netchilah that seif. I didn't take a course. There was no kid. There was no blood. No hospital. I wish I could drive like this. So, now I want to tell you what happened. Last night after the shir, all Yidin were talking to me in the Helika Divrei Taiga, in the Gevaldika Kiddush Hashem that we're all being zeichet to be a part of, and talking in the Shailas and Divrei Hashem and the Divrei Hashem Zu Alocha. Memela, I came home last night later, half hour, 40 minutes later, I was talking to Shavu, all the Shailas, you talking and learning and us. And the Gemara says in Megillah that Godel Atzal, Godel Talmud Taida, Yoyser Me'atzalus Nefashis. It's a guess. It's bigger. And just like if you would hear that person, who a hero, and Mikalis is a hero, he saved that boy's life. And how'd you feel now? Just putting up on the side, no? He saved his life. You felt good, no? Now I can tell you what I really did. What I did was far, far greater. And what every one of the Yidden have been doing here over the course of this week, and what they're going to be doing over the course of the next week, over the course of the rest of their lives. And any time when they come home and the wife says, "What were you doing tonight? You're a little bit late for this. I'm not looking for, you know, to get more complaints. But what were you doing tonight?" You can tell them, "I was oisik in something. Yoisir gobble me atzalos nefashis. I was oisik in the heilek ha'tayda. I was being oisik in something which is greater." Those are the heroes of Oisai. Every one of you at Oisai are the heroes.